Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty. All right, everybody. I am super excited to be here today, and it's time for another excursion into radio talking. So I'd say broadcast excellence, but I just don't know that I'm there yet. You know, I know that was Rush's term, and he truly embodied it. You know, I, as I've said in the past, I really admire Rush. He was an amazing, amazing broadcaster. And the more I do this, the more I realize how talented that man was. To be able to sit and talk for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, as many years as he did, and to keep it interesting and to keep it friendly, man, that is a lot harder than it sounds. It is just, it truly is a talent. And I'll tell you, the other thing is that Rush was able to do so in a way that was very, very, very on top of things. He always sounded educated and knowledgeable no matter what he was talking about. And that's something that really takes some effort. I mean, I do a lot of research on everything. But I will tell you, to talk as long as he does, as frequently as he did, wow, just talented, just talented. But anyways, so, you know, we've been hitting a lot of COVID and a lot of Trump and a lot of elections and stuff like that. And I'm going to hit something a little bit different today. I want to hit some culture war stuff, right? Culture. Well, that means I'm probably going to get in trouble from someone, because you can't talk about culture without getting into trouble. But you know what? I kind of just don't care. So we're going to start out, because if I want to start out culture, what better than Disney, right? I mean, you got an American institution, virtually an institution. Now, Walt Disney starts entertaining people way back when, and the family magic of the Disney World and the family magic, the Disney cartoons. And, well, that seems to be crumbling pretty badly, because there's no more family in Disney. They seem to be pushing this woke nonsense nonstop. And it's garbage, right? I mean, it's just trash. Their core audience, families, are being pooed on. I mean, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. You know, the nuclear family, the core nuclear family, the traditional nuclear family, is the main market for Disney, right? It's just the way it is. And I don't care how much leftists tell you otherwise. A vast majority of people in this country are straight, and a vast majority of people in this country are married or getting married or having kids and doing things in the traditional way. Now, that's not to attack, you know, people for being gay or for being whatever they are. I don't care about that, but it's just reality. It's a very, very bad business decision to go to your market and tell them they suck, or to try and force your market to be something they're not. One of the things that you learn in business is always listen to the market. If you tell the market what it needs to know, you're going to get ate alive in business. You got to listen to what the market's asking for, and then you got to respond to the market. That's business. It's good business. And in fact, it worked for a long time for Disney. You know, they knew that families spend money together. Families like family vacations. Families like family entertainment. And so they build this huge, huge, huge business around the idea of family. Lo and behold, when you decide to attack traditional family, which is the mainstay of your business, well, things have gone south for Disney. Shocking. Who would have thunk it, right? Luckily, they've got a lot of very well-educated people from a lot of Ivy League business schools who I'm sure will figure this out at some point. But to this point, they haven't been able to. Go woke, go broke. People don't like it, right? You can't change human nature. And I want to start out. Let me talk about this, right? I'm going to put this out there. I want people to understand where I sit on this. I don't care if you're gay, if you're straight. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. It's none of my business. Just don't care. I've got gay friends. I got straight friends. I got friends who are probably playing all sides of the field. Just doesn't matter to me one bit. I'm a Christian. I'm this, I'm that. And everybody says, well, as a Christian, you can't like that. No, as a Christian, I can think it's none of my business. It's between the person and God, right? that's my position. As a Christian, I'm taught to love everybody, not to hate someone, not to judge someone. And it's between you and God what you do in your bedroom. I leave that, well, you and God and whoever's in there with you. So I leave that to you. And, you know, by the way, I'm pretty sure I didn't see anything in the Bible that said that it was worse to be gay than it is to be an adulterer. How comes we don't talk about that more? You know, listen, I'm not going to get into it because I just don't care. That's never going to be my issue. What I do have an issue with is you trying to shove what you do in your bedroom in my face. Quit pushing your agenda. I don't care. If you need my okay on something, then you're doing something wrong. I'm irrelevant to you. I don't care what you do, and you don't need my approval. So just do what you're going to do and stay out of my face with it, right? But that's not good enough for Disney or the woke left. They've got to shove everybody's, you know, whatever it is that they're doing down our throats. And then, you know, the place is based on, you know, something for families to do with kids. Why is sexuality anything near Disney? Why? Why do they need to do this? Why do you need to push sexuality for children in a Disney cartoon? Now, I believe this last movie that just flopped, which I'm thrilled that it did, because I find this to be absolutely sick. So this Strange World movie, right? You have a gay child in that, right? Why? Why in a movie for children is sexuality in there at all? Not gay, not straight, not any. There shouldn't be sexuality in a movie for kids. It doesn't need to be there. It's not, there's no value to it. You need to keep that out. You can tell stories without having sexuality being an undertone to everything. It doesn't need to be. And this is why families are sick of Disney. I don't think most people in this country really care whether someone's gay or straight or otherwise. What we do care about is shoving it down our throats and having you try and force it on our kids. My kids are 9 and 12. I have two boys. They're 9 and 12. They're awesome. You know what? You're not going to sexualize my kids. I don't let it happen at school. I don't let it happen anywhere. We have rules about internet. We have rules about everything. Ain't happening with my kids. It's unfortunate, though, that I have to do all that I do to prevent my kids from experiencing that. In Disney, we canceled you. We canceled Disney Plus. I canceled it. They had a lot of old movies on there that I really liked before every movie was woke. They had a lot of good movies. I mean, Marvel started out great. Captain America, awesome. Loved Captain America. I liked Iron Man. I get it. The guy was imperfect, but so what? He was a good guy. And by the way, I'm imperfect. You know, who doesn't like Hulk? If you don't like Hulk, there's something wrong. I mean, if you're not hulking out and smashing things or identifying with someone who does, you know, there's just something wrong, right? So then Marvel decides to go woke because Disney's deciding to go woke on everything. And the last two movies have been unwatchable. Yeah, I made the mistake of going to see the new Thor Love and Thunder movie. And I mean, they had a rock talking about liking another male rock. What the hell does that have to do with Thor? Why does that need to be there? Why does there have to be constant undertones of sexuality? It's irrelevant to the story. I don't care about it. I think these people are perverts. I just think they're perverts. They can't stop thinking about it, right? And I guess, you know, whatever. Think about what you got to think about, but we don't want to hear it, especially when it's related to our kids. I am not going to allow sexualized content to be pushed on my kids. Disney is suffering. Not only did they do this, what is it, Strange Things and this Thor Love and Thunder, I mean, it's been thing after thing after thing. The Don't Say Gay bill. Disney actually took a stance suggesting that it was an issue for Ron DeSantis to not allow kindergarten through third graders to be sexualized. Really? They're not even in puberty. They haven't even hit sexuality. It's not even there. The hell is he talking about? What are these people talking about? What kind of a pervert is upset because they can't talk about sex to a kindergartner? These people are perverts. They're sick. I don't get that. We got to protect our kids. They don't need to worry about this stuff. Let them have a childhood. Tell me that your kindergartner is gay or transgender. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. My kindergartner thought he was a dinosaur. I mean, Jesus. Should I have let him eat people? I mean, it's just the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. I don't even know what to say about this. You know, like I said, I think you've got a lot of sick, perverted people involved that are trying to push their views. And we've gotten to a point where Americans are so afraid to say, you know what, this is garbage. I disagree with you. I don't like what you're saying, and it's not acceptable, that no one says that. They just let these loudmouth perverts get away with it. Well, that's not okay. Not for kids. You know, I hate to break it to all you peaceniks who don't want to stand for anything, but if you don't stand for anything, you fall for everything. And what's happened is people have taken politeness and kindness and this and that and other and turned it into a wedge. They've turned it into a weapon. Basically, they beat you with kindness into submission. Well, you're not being kind. You're hurting my feelings. What do you mean you don't like me telling your kindergartner about my transgender sex? What I mean is you're a damn pervert. And no, I don't like it. If we're not willing to say this about our kids, what are we willing to stand up for, right? I mean, are you telling me that you wouldn't stand up for your child? Are you telling me that this kind of thing is okay to expose your child to? How about Lightyear? You know, Disney decides to put a lesbian kiss in the new Lightyear movie. Why? Why? Why is that necessary? Why is it needed? For years and years and years, Disney did princess movies. Now, I'm going to get to that in a second, but there were tons of princess movies where, you know, Prince Charming shows up or whatever, and there was never a kiss. There was insinuation that they liked each other, you know, first true love, whatever, that sort of thing. But they didn't have to put it in your face. Why did they need to do this? Why do they have to spit in the eye of their core base, their core market of people? Why would they do that? You know, you've got to wonder what's going on. Luckily, this is creating a disaster. Apparently, the Western Journal's reporting that, you know, Disney's actually looking at getting rid of ESPN, which, God, that would be great. It'd be wonderful if ESPN actually talked about sports rather than woke garbage. You know, maybe if they get rid of ESPN, it'll become a sports channel again instead of a garbage channel, which, you know, by the way, I'm a lifelong athlete. I love working out. I still work out. I run. I train. Love it. Lifelong athlete. And I barely watch sports at this point. Most of them are just horrendous. The NFL, I mean, I played football. I love football. NFL, I mean, you know, they've turned football into something where if you bump someone, that's no good. I mean, you can't tackle people. You can't hit people. You know, plus they poisoned all their players with these jabs. You know, the woke thing is destroying everything. You know, nobody wants warriors or men. They don't want toxic masculinity. And, you know, Disney was behind this a long time before, you know, they decided to go woke in the way they are now. You know, remember when Disney used to make movies where there were male role models? Well, when's the last time you saw that? Right? There are no role models for little boys, not in Disney. They did away with that a long time ago. But, you know, I'm good with them making role models for little girls. That's a great thing. Where we part ways is when they start spitting in the eyes of families. You know, I didn't have a lot of reason to take my kids to Disney before because I got two boys. You know, what are they going to look at Princess Land? They don't care about that. My boys are boys. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. By the way, I don't tell my boys that they shouldn't be boys. I'm okay with my boys being who they are. And it just so happens that who they are boys, right? They like boy things. They don't want to play with dolls. They're boys. Sorry. There's my toxic masculinity again. But why is that bad? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with my boys being boys? What's wrong with Disney making movies that allow my boys to see someone that looks like them? What? What? I thought that doesn't matter. I don't mind them making movies that look like other people. I don't mind them supporting others. But boy, show me a movie where you put a role model for a normal straight boy. That doesn't happen much. And this is the problem, right? Everybody's so worried about who they're offending and showing everybody how not offensive that they are that you know, it just garbage. It's just garbage comes out everywhere. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're straight. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. Again, I love my neighbors, all of them. But please, don't tell me there's something wrong with being me or with my boys being them. And don't spit on my choice to have a straight male and female nuclear family. That's what we have. God willing, it's a good, strong family forever. That's the way it's supposed to be. In my mind, what's wrong with that? If you get a different view of it, live differently. It's between you and God. It's not my issue. So that's freedom, though. And you got to understand that the people pushing woke don't like freedom. This is the real, real secret. Wokeism isn't about, do you like gay? Do you like straight? Do you like this? Do you like that? It's about perversion and removing freedom. If you destroy the family, if you destroy rules, if you destroy norms, then you destroy freedom. That's what this is really about. And Disney's been pushing it, and well, it looks like they're suffering financially from it, and I'm thrilled about that. I did take my kids to Florida recently. We did not go to Disney, nor would we. I'm just not going there. Will not give that place a dime. When they quit trying to tell me that it's okay to be perverted with my children, maybe we'll consider it. Please support us at TomRens.com. Support our sponsors. Support what we do. Join my Substack, TomRens.substack.com. Please, 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 if you help us, if you support us, if you use Rens and the various codes, if you support, if you buy from my sponsors, you're supporting the fight. I really appreciate anything you can do. Please share this show. Support the America Out Loud Network. And remember, when you support us, we can fight for you. That's our goal. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
All righty. I'm really glad to be back, and I figure that I haven't quite got myself into enough trouble. I mean, we need some serious cancel culture against me, and we're going to one-up the game, right? So we talked about accepting people for whoever they are, but asking that perverts not be able to push their perversion on my children in the first segment. And we're going to move from there to bigots. Oh, my God, now I'm in trouble. Holy smokes. I'm going to talk about racists. I don't like racists. I got a real issue with racism, and I want to talk about it because it's really got me just fired up lately. The amount of racism I am seeing in this country is absolutely shocking. What? What? What are you saying, Renz? Have you gone woke? No. No, I've not. But I'm going to talk to you about racism because there's a lot of it. Here's the problem. One of my personal heroes was Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King said that we should judge a man by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. I think that's brilliant. I think it's one of the most amazing messages in the past century. I think it's an absolute true statement, and I think it's necessary. So let's talk about judging you by the content of your character over the color of your skin. Why is the left pushing critical race theory? I let that sink in for a second. I want to let that sink, right? Critical race theory. Critical race theory essentially says that we should look at everything through the lens of institutional racism, meaning that racism is a part of everything. And if we don't look at race first, then we're clearly being racist-er, I guess, right? Does this sound convoluted or stupid? Good, because it is. So critical race theory is something that I'm not going to spend a ton of time going into the details on because it's not even a real thing. Critical race theory is garbage and tripe written up by quasi-sociologist type people who needed to find a way to push their garbage. So they wrote garbage papers in college and some idiot decided to fund it. And so suddenly it became a thing. So now we have racial studies and race studies and things like that in college, which is just ridiculous. Here's what you need to know about race. It doesn't matter. I don't care what color you are. Why should I care about that? What the hell is the difference? Black, white, green, yellow, red. I don't care if you got polka dots. Maybe monkeypox. No, I'm joking. Listen, it couldn't be less relevant. So instead of teaching our kids that we all bleed red, and teaching our kids that it doesn't matter what color you are, what you do defines you. Instead, no, what we do is we tell our kids, hey, you should know that if you see someone who's a different color than you, they're probably disadvantaged. How bigoted is that? I got to be honest with you. If I was African American, I would be furious right now. I'd be furious. I can't imagine what it would be like to have a bunch of white liberals telling me every day that I need help because I can't do it on my own because I'm inferior. This institutional racism has kept me down to the point where I just can't do it. That is ridiculous. I mean, maybe this is my toxic masculinity speaking, but you can't do it because is there no pride? I mean, you can tell me I can't do something. I'm going to tell you, hell yes, I can. And then I'm going to do it twice. This is an abhorrent, bigoted approach to things. These people are racist. These people are sick. They don't look at you and see a human. They look at you and see a skin color. And how sick is that? Racism is one of the most appalling sins in history. But it's not different than what we see now. You know, there's always been evil people that want to divide us. There's always evil people who want to create strife and create issues. And I think racism was in part that. Now, racism is still alive and well on the left. But I guess that's not a surprise, given that most of the racism came from the Democrat Party, if you look historically. What? Abraham Lincoln was Republican? What? Most of the KKK Democrat leaders in the Deep South were Democrat? What? Oh, maybe you didn't know that. Yeah, racism is really, it's pretty deep-seated. There's a lot of it, but it's not occurring in the way that we're talking about. My children knew that people bleed red. One of the most unbelievably frustrating things that's occurred in my life is when my children first got to school, and the school started teaching them that people are different colors and that that matters. It doesn't matter in my house. And I told them that the school's full of garbage. It doesn't matter what color you are. We are all people and God created each one of us. Oh, there I go. Now I'm in trouble. I mentioned God. I'm sure that that probably bothered somebody. The color of your skin does not determine your character. It does not determine the content of your character. It does not determine your quality as a human being. It determines nothing. Or it shouldn't. The same people that are now pushing a lot of these different agendas push the racial agenda. When I see people out there marching, Black Lives Matter, that's a real interesting one to me. You know, Black Lives Matter, the ones that took all the money because Black Lives Matter, except for they won't give it to anything related to Black Lives. They think they're most of the money went to transgender issues is the last time I checked, but Black Lives Matter. Well, you know, the audacity of the left when that was occurring for them to say that if you said all lives matter, that's racist. That was appalling to me. Of course, Black Lives Matter, as do brown lives, as do white lives, as do every other lives. Why do we care about the color of your skin? If you tell me Black Lives Matter versus anyone else, I'm telling you you're a racist. Just like if I told you white lives matter, you'd tell me I was a racist, and you should. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. All our lives matter. Now, I'm going to blow everybody's mind even further. You want to know something? So I got that lawyer thing that I do, right? And I'm just going to tell you right now, I am of the opinion that the justice system is a very, very serious problem. I think that our criminal justice system needs reformed. Wait, what are you saying here? Yeah, if you grow up in a crappy, terrible neighborhood and you get into trouble, I don't think you're getting as fair a shake as, you know, a wealthy person. What? Yeah, let me tell you about this, right? I think the OJ effect is the best way to term it, right, or to frame it. So, yeah, I was never super excited or interested in the OJ Simpson case, but yeah, everybody's heard about it, right? And everybody's got an opinion, and, you know, from what I've been able to gather, it seems, you know, pretty clear to anybody who's watching it that he seemed like he was more than a little bit likely to be guilty, okay? Did it reach a reasonable doubt? I don't know. Here's the thing, though. O.J. Simpson got off on that. Most people thought it was a bad deal. He got off, though, because he had as good of a legal team as money could buy. That's just the reality, right? If you'd say to me as an attorney, I need you to sow a reasonable doubt in the mind of a jury. Well, that is a very, very possible thing to do if you've got the money for me to pay experts and pay this and pay that and pay for, you know, my legal team to write this and do that. If you've got the money, I can provide you one impressive defense. If you don't have the money, guess what you're getting? You're getting whatever I can get as a public defender. Now, public defenders do God's work. These guys, you know, are trying to make sure people get a fair trial. And they're trying to do it with no resources. You know, I know a guy who, public defender, great guy out of Cleveland, Ohio. You know, I don't know if he's still doing it or not. He may have retired, but he's a great lawyer. Just did God's work trying to get people a fair shot. Guy worked his tail off. What he did with his budget and his stuff is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. The problem is that his budget and his caseload were mind-blowing. No budget, huge caseload. It was shocking. The justice system is not blind and not equal when it comes to this sort of thing. And so when a lot of the Black communities talk about their, you know, their incarceration rates and this, that, and the other, you know, one of the things that you hear people talk about, well, there's too much crime. And well, that may be. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. But what I will tell you is a lot of these kids coming out of those communities aren't getting great representation. They're just not. If your family has, and this is where systemic poverty comes into play, right? So if you've got 3, 4, 5 generations that have been living on the system because, you know, Lyndon B. Johnson decided to destroy poor people families, particularly the African-American families got destroyed by the welfare system. And so you've got, you know, generational poverty. Well, you can't afford those families can't, and that did largely really impact the African American community. It's a very, very sad thing. Those communities are not getting the fair shake that they deserve in the justice system. They really aren't. They don't get the same quality representation as the wealthy leftist liberal elite families that are, the white liberals, that tell us about the unfair justice system. They're getting a far better shake. They just are. It's just the way it is. You can afford, a $50,000 legal bill, you're going to get a $50,000 lawyer. If you can't afford anything, you're going to get what you pay for. So there is inequality. I don't think, for my part as an attorney, that it's based as much on race as it is on financial status. I don't know any attorneys that are racist. Not saying there aren't any. Well, I'm sure there's some leftist racists. There's probably a bunch of attorneys that have recently graduated law school that are out there promoting critical race theory and other bigoted things. But I don't know anyone. I don't know any attorneys that are racist in the sense that they would take issue with a person of color. If I did, I'll be honest with you, I'd probably file an ethics complaint because I really got an issue with that. Like I said, I just don't think there's a whole lot of things much more appalling to me than racism. So, with that in mind, I don't think that the issue is as much about the color of the skin. I would say it's far more about the resources available. So that's another example. But when we talk about this racism thing and critical race theory, instead of making excuses for people to fail, saying, well, you're at a huge disadvantage, and this is the real thing, right? They start teaching this to kids, little kids. You don't have a chance because of the color of your skin. Well, first of all, if you told my kid that, I'd probably punch you, right? I mean, I'd probably physically get in a fight with someone. They told my kid he couldn't do something because of the color of his skin. Now, I just think that's appalling, right? Now, I say that as a white dude. If I were not a white dude, it would be even more appalling, right? You're gonna demean someone. They can't do it because of the color of skin. I would find that appalling if you told that to my kids. That's bigotry. It's racism. It's sick. So imagine that happens. And, these kids keep hearing it. What you're doing is you're teaching them, you're giving them excuses to fail. You're giving them excuses, not, well, why try? I can't do it anyways, right? That is unacceptable. We don't need excuses for failure. We need motivation for success. We need to be encouraging people. If you're coming from a neighborhood where there is generational poverty, we need to be giving you everything we can to push you to do better, to get out of that, to break that cycle. I want to help elevate people, not hold them down. I don't want to give them excuses. I don't want any person on this planet to feel lesser. I want to raise up people of color. I want to raise up people who come from generational poverty. I want to make them better. I want to help them. I want to support them. God willing, I'll eventually someday have a big enough firm and enough support and enough finances. I would love nothing more than to trade free legal work in a impoverished neighborhood. And I mean high quality legal work for effort in making things better. Right? We're going to help get your kids out. Here's what you got to do. You got to put some effort into making sure that you're going to work and doing this and doing that. I don't care what color you are. I don't care one bit in that neighborhood what color you are. I don't care if it's a white neighborhood, a black neighborhood, a yellow neighborhood, or an integrated neighborhood. It doesn't matter. What matters is helping people to elevate themselves out of the systemic poverty, out of the generational poverty, getting them on their feet, letting them be the success stories that they can be, letting them be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. That's what we have to do. We need to start having frank and honest discussions about racism and other garbage like this in our society. We cannot move forward as a culture, as a nation, as a melting pot, as a society, until we start recognizing that ultimately, you bear responsibility for your own actions, and your success or failure need to be based on you, not your skin color, not some excuse, and we need to quit holding people back. That's what these leftist, elite, liberal, white scumbags are doing. They're holding people back by saying that you can't do it because of the color of your skin, and that is the definition of racism. It is the absolute definition of racism, and I just simply will not stand aside and tolerate it. I don't care how upset people get. God, I can only imagine what's going to happen after this show. Oh, Renz is this, Renz is that. I don't care. I'm tired of watching you bigots keep people down because of the color of their skin. It is absolutely absurd, and I'm happy to stand behind that. If you're a racist, I don't like you. I don't want anything to do with you, and I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm trying to stand for my brothers and sisters who are Americans, regardless of what color they are. Or even if you're not American, I just stand for humanity. I don't care what color you are, where you're from. We all have an inalienable right to equal opportunity, not to be told why it is that we're going to fail. All right. So with all that in mind, I want to urge you guys, listen, if you're feeling off, if you're not feeling well, if you're feeling like you need to, you might be coming down with something, whatever, you need to get yourself a Genesis HOCL. Genesis HOCL is an atomizer. And what it does is it puts out a solution in there. It atomizes a solution, puts it in there, and this solution kills germs. When you turn this on and it's run, what you're doing is you're killing germs in the air so you can't spread your germs. This is a super, super thing. I love this product. And if you use the Out Loud code at checkout, you get a huge discount. So you definitely want to use that. Click on the banner ad here on America Out Loud. We need you to support our sponsors because that's what lets us fight for you and share this information. Genesis HOCL, we use it. I use it at my house. I've got one sitting just about 5 feet from me right now. If me or the kids or anybody, if we're sick, instead of spreading it all over, run this thing, kills the germs. And, it really, really helps to limit that. So I want to urge you to check it out. Use Out Loud code at the checkout. And we will be right back.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Cold and flu season is here. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to minimize airborne viral threats? Well, now there is, and it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray called Cofix RX. You might even say it's just what the doctor ordered. To reduce your chance of getting hurt, you wear a safety belt when you're driving. To limit sun damage, you wear sunscreen on the beach. Cofix RX is just like that. It's an additional layer of protection. It's sold by thousands of pharmacists and medical doctors nationwide. It's made right here in the USA. Again, it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray. You've heard them talk about it here on the Out Loud Network over and over again. Check out CofixRx.com. That's CofixRx.com for a retailer near you, or use coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off at CofixRx.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. So a lot of miscellaneous things to talk about, kind of a Renz's stack of stuff type thing. Yeah. Back to my idol, right? So first thing, I want to talk about the fight, right? What's the fight? Okay, so when I refer to the fight, what I'm talking about is the fight for freedom in America. It's peaceful and needs to stay that way. But it's a fight against tyranny. It's a fight against the abuse that we've seen. You know, when I started fighting, I thought the fight was about COVID and lockdowns and things like that. I've since found that it's a lot bigger. right? We've got fraudulent elections. We've got censorship. We've got free speech issues. We've got the southern border, got the energy crunch. We got the food supplies. We've got you name it, right? All these things. Anything that's American is under attack. Anything that is freedom is under attack. We are being hit from every direction, and it's really a disaster. So when I say the fight, what I'm talking about is fighting back. A lot of warriors in this fight, right? There's a lot of people fighting in different areas, people fighting in different causes. Some are fighting on the border. Some are fighting for fighting against corruption in D.C., you know, the corrupt FBI, DOJ, et cetera, et cetera. Some are fighting election fraud. Some are fighting COVID. You name it, there's people fighting it, right? When we talk about the fight, though, I use that as kind of a general, all-encompassing term. And it's something that I talk a lot about because it's what I do. That's the reason for this show, right? The reason for this show is because to win this fight, we have to have an awake and functional American people and populace that's willing to stand up against tyranny, that's willing to stand for the freedoms that our forefathers fought for, that has the courage to take a stand, that has courage to face the evil that we're facing. And remember, courage is not the absence of fear. It's the willingness to stand in the face of fear. We need courage. We need people willing to fight. It's probably why there's such a war on men and masculinity, because that's always embodied courage and fear. And courage and fear is something that the other side does not want. Tyrants can't control people who won't be controlled. So this is really a fundamental thing. The fight is a critical thing. Recently, and you need to understand, so where I'm at, I'm looking at the fight. I'm looking at how do we make progress. I don't listen to what other people say. I've got a few different people I listen to. If they're talking to me personally, I listen to them. But I don't spend time listening to other shows, and I don't spend time listening to TV. I never watch videos. I never read any press about me because I don't care what the press says about me. I never watch, videos or anything like that. There's a few here and there that I'll watch. Someone says, hey, you really need to watch this or something like that. But generally speaking, I do my own work and I just do whatever I think is most effective to move the ball down the field towards freedom. I fight the fight. I get up in the morning, I think about it. I go to bed at night, I think about it. The only exception to me fighting is when I'm saying prayers with my kids or doing something with my family or something along those lines. Now and then I'll get a few minutes with a wonderful dear friend. I've got a few of them and I'll get to spend a few minutes and kind of zone out. But generally speaking, that few minutes almost inevitably turns into discussion about the fight or how to fight it better. Because if you're my friend, you're probably someone who is in this fight because I just don't have much time for anything else. So my entire universe is based on this. And as I said, I don't really listen to what other people are saying. So as a result of that, consequentially, I don't always know that this person's saying this or that person's saying that. Now, I am a voracious reader. I read everything. I read everything. If you send me something to read, that probably happens. Although I will tell you that when you send me something to read, bear in mind, so are 50 million other people, so I may or may not see it. But I read constantly, and I do try and look at things and keep up on things and keep myself informed. Well, it came to my attention recently, and I didn't know this, and I don't really know how widespread this is, so I don't really even know firsthand how accurate it is. But from a dear friend of mine, I was told that there are a lot of people out there on our side, people who are fighting for freedom, or they're on the patriot side, they're on the America side, they're on the God family country side, who are out there and they're talking about or believing that there's some sort of a super secret plan or conspiracy for, I don't know, someone to retake our government, to give free us, to take care of this tyranny, to take care of all that's happening. I got to tell you, when I heard this, I scratched my head and said, what the hell are you talking about? So, listen, I mean, I consider people like General Flynn to be a good friend. I talk to him, I talk to Clay, I talk to, anybody that's in the freedom movement. And I don't have any issues with anybody. If there's a plan, I haven't heard about it. I'm going to tell you that. You know, I mean, I keep hearing about, this guy told me that there's people that keep saying that there's these white hats. I don't even know what the hell a white hat is, right? What's a white hat? I'm not into conspiracy theory stuff, right? I mean, I just don't care about it. Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, if that's your thing, then, you know, and it's not that I've never been down a rabbit hole. Of course, we all every now and then run into something. But, you know, I need some actual evidence before I'm willing to believe something or see something. And I can just tell you firsthand, I can't find a single person anywhere that's given me any real evidence that there's anybody in control of anything other than we the people and some crooks at the WEF and CCP who seem to be running the U.S. government right now. There's no secret plan. And if there is, I certainly don't know about it and wouldn't wait for it anyways. Our country's under attack. Our nation's under attack. Our freedom's under attack. Should we stand by and hope that some imaginary figure is going to save us, or should we get our butts and do something about it? You know, if it turns out I'm wrong, and if there is some sort of a secret plan that I'm not privy to, which I can understand, I mean, I'm not that big of a deal. I don't know why I would be privy to it. But if there is, then great. All the better. So you guys do it. But in the meantime, should I just sit on my hands and do nothing? Should I sit and allow perverts to try and pervert my children? Should I sit and allow COVID vaccines to continue killing people? Should I sit and allow all this nonsense? Seems like a very good reason to tell people to just sit there on their hands and not do anything. It's counterproductive to me. I don't understand that. I don't want to hear that someone's going to save me. I don't believe in that. I believe in personal responsibility. I believe that you fight for things, right? I see a problem, I'm going to fix it. So I hope I'm wrong, but it's not going to change anything. I'm going to keep fighting, and I want to urge everybody else to fight this fight too. I don't care what you do, but if you think someone's going to save you, well, you're willing to bet your family's future on it? Then I have to question your motives. I mean, if you're that lazy that you're willing to bet your family's future on, you know, you not having to do something, I don't know. I mean, that's either laziness or cowardice. Get your head out of the sand and fight. I don't care what you do to fight. I don't care if you're sharing links to this program. I don't care if you're supporting our sponsors. I don't care if you're sharing links to, you know, my Substack or my website, or I don't care if you're out marching. I don't care if you're calling people, if you're forming a group, joining Make Americans Free Again, you know, calling, supporting General Flynn's organization. I don't care what you do. Just do something. Don't leave it to someone else. That's nonsensical to me. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. We all have to pay that price. If we don't pay that price, our nation falls. So I want to urge you, get off your butt and do something. I don't care what. Just do something. And, you know, if it turns out there's some super secret plan with some super secret superheroes that are going to do something, great. That'll make your fight a little bit easier. But at least you'll be doing something. And so maybe you'll make their fight easier. So anyways, I don't know. That sort of stuff is a turnoff to me. You know, if you've got information, if you can prove this to me, then great, prove it. Otherwise, I don't want to hear it because I'm going to fight either way. It doesn't change what I'm doing. And all you're doing is giving people an excuse to sit on their butt and hope someone's going to save their rear. That doesn't work for me. I was kind of disappointed to hear that. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's probably good people promoting. I didn't ask who's promoting the idea. I really didn't. I'm sure they're good people, you know, but, and maybe they've got information I don't. I could be wrong. Yeah. But I just think that in any event, we all need to fight and we all need to do something. So speaking of the fight, kind of the next little axe I have to grind, if you will, is the infighting. All right. So let me tell you about infighting. We have the CCP, the World Economic Forum. We have leaders from around the globe. We have communists. We have monsters. We have dictators. We have terrorists. We have so many bad guys, we don't even know what to do. And we have AOC. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, we've got problems. We've got a lot of guys to fight. Here's the deal. If you're a patriot and you look over and you see another patriot who's fighting the fight, And you know that other Patriots, you know, they're doing their best and they're pushing something, but yeah, you know, they're not doing it your way. You think that their way is a waste of time. You think it's no good. Let me ask you something. If you're really a Patriot, are you doing more to help the cause of freedom by attacking another Patriot or by going after a bad guy? I think the answer is pretty self-evident. The thing is that there's no good reason to attack each other. I've seen a lot of this lately, and I'm not talking about just me, right? Yeah, I take attacks from Patriots here and there, and I don't really care. Like I said, I don't read any stuff about me, so I don't really care what anybody says. Every now and then someone will say, hey, did you hear so-and-so said this about you? And my response is invariably, I don't care. I just don't. I'm fighting bad guys. And if you're a Patriot, you ought to be fighting bad guys. You know, there's a lot of Patriots out there who, and I'm not arrogant about this, right? So there are some brilliant scientists out there. So let's talk about COVID. Just in the realm of COVID, you know, I spend all of my time working on this and studying this. I don't know everything. And there are some brilliant, brilliant scientists out there that know way more than I do. I know plenty to tell you it's fraud. I can win any argument I need to on COVID. But, you know, can I hang with McCullough and medical knowledge? Hell no. Hell no. I'm not even close. So, you know, maybe you know more than me. And you think that whatever it is that you know is, you know, critical. Well, get it out there. Get it out there. Don't call me up and say you're fussy with me because I'm not pushing your message. I may not understand your message. It's an example. I'm not suggesting that anybody's done that. What I'm doing is I'm using myself as an example because I am seeing this elsewhere. I'm seeing where Patriots are attacking each other instead of staying focused on the bad guys. And we don't need that. We just don't. You know, turn the other cheek, right? So I'm all for punching the devil back. The devil hits me, I'm going to hit him back 10 times. But when it comes to, you know, people who are generally on the same side, but maybe doing it differently, turn the other cheek. We need to not have too much pride. We need to get over ourselves. We need to focus on the enemy. Now, the left is a bunch of sheep. They just stand in line and they're gonna. You know, part of that's because a lot of the people in charge of the left have information on each other. These people tend to either be sheep or crooked, and, you know, there's someone else that's got to know something. So, yeah, the left has a lot of unity. Our team tends to be much more disjointed, and we've got to stand together if we're going to fight this. Standing together doesn't mean sitting down, which is why I have issues with people saying that, you know, you don't need to fight it. There's someone, the military is in control. That's what my buddy said. He said that the theory is that the military is actually in control and going to fix things. The military's not in control. Obama wiped out all the brass. He fired all the brass that was running the military and the intelligence community before he left. That is the swamp, right? Our soldiers are heroes. The brass, the Pentagon, the intel community, they're all crooks. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. I think they are the swamp. We've got evidence that they're tied into the creation of COVID and a whole bunch of this other stuff. So, you know, that's nonsense. I don't want you to be motivated to sit on your butt. And I also don't want you fighting with each other. To me, what we need to do is keep our focus on the enemy. So attack me if you want. You can challenge my credibility. You can challenge anything you have to say. You know what I say about that? God bless you. Good luck. And thank you for fighting. I hope you continue fighting for freedom. I hope your focus will shift, because I think instead of attacking me or another Patriot, you're better served attacking the enemy. But I'm glad at least you're doing something, because it's better than the people who are sitting on their hands waiting for some sort of a invisible pretend savior to come and save them, right? All right, so that's another kind of real gripe I've got. I put a Substack out on that today or yesterday or I don't know, sometime recently. And I think that's a pretty important thing. Last thing, the media. For some reason, we have a lot of politicians and a lot of people who are developing a platform, making a name of themselves, whatever, and they're very worried about saying something, the right thing, so the media will not rip them. so that the media will accept them or tolerate them. And they think they're going to play a game or trick the media into supporting them, or, you know, they're going to out-logic the media, and they're going to find a way to logically force the media to be honest. Here's a news flash. That's not going to happen. The mainstream media is not about reporting. There's no honesty. There's no truth. There's no veracity to anything they say. They don't care. Their job is to destroy you if you're a conservative, freedom-loving human being. They aren't going to like you unless you're willing to sell out. So you have two options. You can sell out and become part of the problem, or you can tell the media to go somewhere very warm year-round, I guess, and fight. I've chosen to fight. I have no fear of the media. I have no fear of our crooked FBI or our crooked DOJ or anybody else. I'm going to stand and I'm going to fight. I want to urge everybody to do that. If we the people do that, it's the one thing that the tyrants fear. We can do it, and we can do it well, and we can win this fight should we stand together and actually fight. We can't be lazy. We can't do it apart. We can't attack each other. We have to stand. We have to stand together, and we have to be willing to take some arrows, because that's part of a fight. If you punch the devil in the nose, here's a news flash, he's going to punch you back. So the question is, do you want the devil to run you over, or do you want to punch him back? Better to stand on your feet and live on your feet than die on your knees. Okay. Because you will die. And I didn't say that wrong, by the way. I would rather, you know, the quote goes that I'd rather live on my feet, or die on my feet, than live on my knees. But I said it backwards on purpose, and I said it that way because if you're not willing to stand and fight, you're going to end up on your knees, and you're going to end up dying anyways. So just FYI. Cofix. If you're sick, wash, right? Don't want to spread germs. Cofix is a sinus wash. If you use the OutLoud checkout code, you get a discount. I use Cofix. I used it this weekend. Instead of getting sick, it seemed to stop the cold. I really like it. Cofix is good. I like Cofix. You should use Cofix. Click on the banner ad. Support us at America Out Loud. Use Cofix and use Out Loud at checkout. I'll see you guys tomorrow, and thank you all for coming.